Chapter 4. Settling his bulk into the sofa, my father began his story.
On the very day I arrived in Schönbrunn, a small town in southern Germany, I was seated at a table for two in a beer garden, recommended by my landlady, Frau Grundmann. It was a student prince type of establishment, with flourishing window boxes and an old dog soaking up the sunset in the doorway. A man who looked as though he might be a goatherd by day, was playing the accordion with all the usual zest of the breed. The rosy-cheeked waitress, with the plait down her back, had just set a foaming stein of the wheat-based Edinger beer at my elbow, when in she walked. Oh, most heavenly creature! All heads turned, all eyes, including mine, watched her cross the cobblestones and wend her way between the rustic tables. She wore a soft, flowing dress of violet blue. It exquisitely defined her womanly figure and was the perfect foil for her platinum blonde hair. Just as she was about to glide past me, I found myself upon my feet. For the first time in my life, I wished I spoke two words of German. "Sprechen Sie English?" My voice drowned out the accordion. Or it may be that the chap had taken a well-earned beer break. All I knew was that I was lost in the glow of her brown eyes. "Thank God!" Her laugh was deliciously warm and throaty. "A voice from bloody home! It's my birthday, and just like a stupid kid, I've been pining all day for everything that had me fed up to the gills when I left the UK. On holiday, are you? Or did you come over for the International Yodeling Convention?" As she spoke, she sidled onto the chair across from me and laid her white handbag on the table. "Is there a wife about?" She smiled impishly. "Calm down. I promise to beat a quick retreat into traffic if she comes surging out of the loo with fire in her eyes and a toilet brush in her hands." "Regrettably, I am a widower," I heard myself telling her.
"Oh, one of those poor souls."
Her expression changed from merriment to tender melancholy.